On confusion and doubt is the most deprecated and be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who has definitely received a happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
you see the difference between different kinds of hope. You're encouraged to commit
not
suicide.
Superficial hope, real hope. The scope of the arts goes far beyond the thoughts of the people you just mentioned, the metaphysical hope, or even beyond that.
You mean there's something metaphysical that helps the good to prevail? Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh.
So you mean no matter what happens in the universe, the good will prevail?
No matter what happens in the world, I believe that mankind will eventually come up with a logical solution that will help him pull his life together.
I'd also like to know, in your opinion, how intuitiveness and extroversion work together.
If you are intuitive, extroverted, it means you live. Use all the things bestowed upon you that's out there in nature. You have eyes, but don't see evil. You have ears, but you don't hear evil. You have a tongue, but you don't say evil things. Nevertheless, man's intuitive. It means he has a metaphysical characteristic specific to himself, a metaphysical form, a beyond-this-world mode. And by metaphysical, I mean the connection man finds between himself, humanity, the universe, and how it all started. The belief in the one and only God that goes beyond the physical and the metaphysical. I happen to believe in that one and only God and feel his presence in the world and in people, and depict his signs in my works. To me, he manifests himself in the form of love, friendship, hope, and freedom. A transcendental state sends through the arts and science. To me, the manifestations of that eternal voice, of that supreme being, are glory, the scent of flowers, prosperity, growth, truth, and innocence. But in silence, I hear God's voice better.
Morale.
Yes?
Are you going to stay up till morning?
I want to finish chapter 2 tonight, no matter what.
But you've been doing this for 20 nights. Haven't you finished it yet?
I'm confused, Hamid.
Because of Arian's comments?
No, quite the contrary. Arian's comments opened a whole new door to me.
What's that?
Look, I wrote Giddy quite instinctively.
Well, that's great.
But I gave no thought to the characters in my novel. I wrote it all based on my memories and the people around me.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
But that's not enough, Hamid. I want to think more about the characters in my books.
And how are you going to create the characters in your story? Using the same mindset that you had when you wrote Giddy?
No. When I wrote Giddy, I didn't have a specific vivid mindset. I was confused.
Is that what Arian said?
It's a valid comment.
Let me read the two chapters you've written before and after revision.
No. Let me finish them all. Once it's complete, I'll let you read the whole book.
But I'd like to read them now.
But I don't want you to read them now.
But why?
Look, Hamid, after I listened to Mr. Dadra's interview and then spoke with her myself, I got even more confused. I admit, my thoughts didn't have a clear direction. I was confused, but not this confused. Give me a few more days, write a couple of good chapters, and then I'll have you read them all.
But if you let me read them right now, I might be able to help you.
No one can help me at this point. I'm the only one who can help me now.
Okay, then. As you wish. You know, I think you should let your brain rest for a while. Try and forget everything. Don't think about anything. Or even forget that you're a writer for a while. Live like an ordinary woman. You might discover a whole new perspective by just getting involved in your immediate surroundings.
That's a good idea. But I promised Arian to write a couple of chapters by the first week of April and send them to him.
Forget about Dariush Arian too. Decide yourself.
But Dariush Arian is the best literary critic.
Where, may I ask?
Where? What do you mean?
I've spent the past 10 years reading books, novels, short stories, literary critiques, and newspapers. But I don't know a literary critic named Dariush Arian in Iran. Not among the famous, credible ones, at least.
Dariush Arian has lived abroad for 20 years. He doesn't live in Iran.
Well, a critic who has been living abroad for 20 years isn't qualified to comment on your novel in the first place.
Why would you say that, Hamid? Before Arian left Iran, he'd write reviews, articles, and stories, and all the authors respected his views. Really.
But what's he written during the 20 years he's lived abroad?
I don't know. But I do know that everyone still respects his views. There's still no one like him in literary criticism, neither here nor abroad.
Morale, a lot of water has gone under the bridge in this country since 1978. People have changed, whole new generations taking over. Our literature today has a different form and content. The authors today look at everything from a different perspective. Their ideals are different from those of their predecessors. Is Arian aware of these differences? Does he understand these differences?
Sure he has.
How do you know?
From his comments.
Like the comment you read to me?
Yes.
Do you know what that confirms?
No.
The loss of self.
Please continue. Why did you stop?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm starving. Aren't you hungry?
Famished.
Would you like us to go out together to have a hearty breakfast?
I'll invite Hamid, Mary, Jalashar, and your dad to dinner.
In the mental state you're in, how are you going to attend to your guests?
You know, I want to let my mind rest a bit. I don't want to think about anything for a while. Okay?
Sounds good.
Who's the brain for?
For her. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I said I wanted to let my brain rest, but you've ordered a load of it for me.
Your brain is taking a break from writing, not from life. For your life, that brain of yours should work twice as hard.
All right, do I really have to eat all of it?
All of it. Dig in. Do you take sour orange with it?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. So tell me, what's your dad's favorite food?
Goma sabzi.
Do I know how to cook it?
You do. Very well, in fact. First, you have to give the herbs a good
wash. Can I use my hands to wash them?
You mean you really haven't washed herbs before?
No.
Look close and learn what I'm doing, all right?
Okay.
That's all done. Put this in the pot. Not me, it's your turn now. Bunch them up. Try to start from the very tip.
Like that?
Yeah, keep going. So what are we supposed to do now?
Add oil to it.
All right, then, do it.
Right away.
Let's check it out. Smells delicious. Yes, well done. See if it needs more salt. So.
Neither salty nor bland.
You're a great cook.
You're welcome.
Sorry to bother you, Maru. Shirin's gone into labor and Miri is with her now. That's why they couldn't come over to help.
Okay, but how is she now? Has the pain settled or picked up?
It has escalated.
Oh, we must take her to the hospital then.
I agree.
Not now.
What's wrong? Take a look at the engine. Oh, poor thing.
Sharon, darling, if you feel like screaming, just do it. We don't mind.
She's right. Scream, dear.
Start the engine.
What happened?
I don't know. Try again. Do it again.
Hello? Hi, Dad. How's it going?
And again?
I'm sorry, Dad. My cell phone battery is about to run out, so please call Hamed's number when it does.
Don't hang up.
Dad, don't hang up yet.
Tell him to call Mara. Tell him to dial Meryl's cell phone number.
Hello, Dad? Hello? Please call Mara to get in touch with us. Please call Mara on her cell phone. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Is it gonna work?
One more try.
Yes, Dad. Not yet, but we're almost there. Yes, Dad. Sure. Hamid. Dad wants to come to the hospital. We'll have to pick him up after we drop Shirin off.
Okay, we'll do that.
Sorry, we're going to have to push it.
Well, there's no need for an apology. We'll push it if it needs to be pushed.
One, put it in neutral.
Two, three,
put it in neutral.
Push.
Damn it, push.
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 Hello.
Is that Mara Lazzini?
Yes.
Why was your cell phone off?
Is that you?
Push.
Where are you now?
Push.
I'm in the middle of...
Push. Harder.
I'm pushing.
Push.
Harder.
Hello.
Push. Faster.
Hamid, get behind the wheel and start the engine. That's it. Hey. Get in. Quick.
Yeah. Good evening. My wife's in labor. Please open the gate.
Good evening. Would you open the gate, please?
Where's the maternity ward?
Did you say on the left?
Come on. Come on.
I'm dying, Mary. My baby.
Don't say that.
My baby. God.
Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry, the line went dead.
Where have you been?
Home. I was working, so I switched my cell phone off.
Have you been writing?
Yes.
You started from chapter one, I hope.
From chapter one?
With a new perspective.
With a new perspective.
What time is it in Tehran now?
Right now, it's 8:32 p.m.
Turn on your radio, tune in to the BBC, and then wait. Tonight on their program on world literature, everyone is going to be talking about Geeti. They'll have a phone interview with you, too.
But I'm not home now. What time does the program begin?
After 9, your local time. Keep an ear out 10 minutes before it starts, and keep your mobile on.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to reading your new writings.
I'll send them to you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who was it?
One of my friends from university. Give me the keys, I'll pick up Dad.
On your own?
Yes.
All right, be careful.
Okay.
At 10 minutes before the hour, we are back to call.
Your ascent to the sky.
We really need to be
General of the United Nations. And on the course, looks like they're going to take the lead.
All dark colors, especially black, which I avoid to the best of my ability. I mean, I really hate it.
Are you listening to the radio?
What I'm trying to say is it depresses.
No, Dad.
As you know, dark colors contribute to depression in society.
Maral, have you thought about it?
Thought about what, Dad?
a baby?
Not yet.
Why?
It's too early, Dad.
Why are you anxious?
But I'm not anxious.
Are you waiting for something?
No.
Look, Maral, dear. The gap between child and parent shouldn't be huge. Children need healthy and energetic parents during their teenage years and early adulthood. Children with old, wrinkly parents might suffer emotionally.
You're right, Dad.
If I'm right, then, roll up your sleeves.
Okay, Dad.
Why are you stopping here?
You get out of the car here, Dad. I have to look for a parking space.
Why can't you park here?
They won't let me park here. I have to go out.
I'll wait for you here, then.
No. It might take a while. Go inside, please.
All right.
We shouldn't depict the real image of the Iranian woman in our novels anymore. Rather, we should present the ideal image of the Iranian woman. A woman who refuses to stay at home and wash her husband's dirty laundry. A woman who wants to be in society. Step out of the house and say, I want to live independently, free from my husband's family. My family is my family. Maral Azimi belongs to the new generation. She has to portray the ideal image of the Iranian woman, and for those of you who've just joined us, let me know that in the next few minutes, we'll be joined by...
You're listening to Mystery Radio, coming to you from London.
You all right?
Couldn't be better.
You almost had me worried. Have you been in the car all this time?
I fell asleep.
Well, if you're tired, why don't you go home?
No. I was tired, but I'm not now. Has Shirin had a baby yet?
Yeah, she has. It's a beautiful baby girl.
I'll go and see the little girl. You lock the doors and come.
are you, Bozo?
That wasn't fair. You got married while I was on a trip.
Well, if I had known that you'd come back early, I would have postponed the wedding. For all I knew, your trip was supposed to last a few months.
Correct. I'll be here only a short while. Have to go back in 2 weeks.
Wait a minute. Didn't you take 500 copies of Giddy from my office
800,
before?
But we ran out.
So fast?
Look, you're indebted to me for the rest of your life, for publishing this novel, all the credit you have gained from it, and for finding such a great girl to marry.
I'm grateful.
I gotta go now.
Take care.
By the way, I listened to your wife's interview on the radio last night.
The radio? Which station?
The BBC. Didn't you listen?
No.
My hat's off to her. She handled the questions very well. See you later.
So bye.
Sheeran's Baby brings good luck. The second edition of Giddy is already sold out. Distribution believes there's demand for up to 10,000 more copies.
And what does Dad say?
Dad has agreed to half that figure. He says we should leave another 5,000 for the fourth edition.
That's a good call.
So you want me to get started?
Yeah, get to it.
Okay, sir. Hamid, dear. I'm going to suggest the name Niloufar for Sheeran's daughter. Niloufar.
Hamid, Sheeran and Jalal have just asked us to pick a name for their baby. I say we name her Sarah. Mary has suggested Mariam, and Hamid seems to like Niloufar. Dad hasn't come up with anything yet. What do you suggest?
Where's Dad?
He's saying his prayers. Come on, what's your choice?
Why didn't you tell me you had an interview last night?
I thought you might not like it or even disagree with it altogether.
Well, if you're going to say good things and not be influenced or intimidated by anyone or anything, why would I oppose it?
If I'd known that at the time, I'd have told you and asked you to help me with the interview.
Look, Morel, I'd like for us never to lie to each other as a married couple. Not hide anything from each other? Agreed?
Okay, dear.
My pick for her is Khurshid.
It's a beautiful name, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son. What's your recommendation?
Well, Khurshid's a beautiful name. I like it.
I like it, too. 3 votes for and 2 against. Khurshid it is. I'm out of here now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I need to talk to you. Have you given Maral her royalties from Giti? I mean, both editions.
Yeah, but she wouldn't take it.
She didn't accept it. Sit down now. You should have done that before you got married. That's when you should have paid her.
But I did it before our marriage. I sent it to her twice, but she sent it back every time.
All right, then. I'll buy her a gift on behalf of the company, and I want you to hand it to her.
Thank you so much, I will. Is that all?
No. Mary isn't sure yet. Hamid mentioned it in jest.
Yeah, I thought so. But how can we help her to make up her mind?
Mary is alone at home now. Go home and talk to her about it. She might have things to say in private that she can't say when everybody else is around.
Do you think there's any other way besides talking?
For now, I just want you to talk to her. Shireen has just had a baby. That might have prepared her emotionally to adopt a child.
Got it. Bye for now.
Hamid.
Yes, sir.
Maral and you should think about having a baby as soon as possible.
Goodbye. Morel. Wake up.
What time is it?
It's around 5.
I finished it at 3:50. I wrote 12 chapters.
Well done.
Here, you have to read it.
Okay, I'll read it. But you have to go to bed now. You're tired.
But you don't sleep after prayers. Sit down and read it.
I'll sit down and read it.
When you've finished reading, wake me up. Doesn't matter what time, okay?
Okay. I'll wake you up. Now stop talking and get some sleep.
Why did you let me sleep so long?
You had a lot of sleep to catch up with after staying up 10 nights in a row.
Which of the salads did Mary make and which Shirin?
Neither Mary nor Shirin. They didn't make anything this time. They've gone to Jalal's father's place in Talakan and won't be back till Saturday.
Man, you're really good at this.
Hey. Don't eat with your hands. Want me to put some salad on the plate for you?
First, tell me if you read my novel.
Yes, I did. Twice.
So, what do you think?
Do you want to hear it now?
Yes.
I'm afraid it may kill your appetite.
You mean you didn't like it?
I hated it.
Why? Aren't you going to say why?
Because Roya is neither the continuation of your first novel, Gidi, nor a representative of your evolution in form and content.
You sound angry.
Yeah, I'm ticked off. Do you want to know why?
Yes.
Rhea didn't originate from your mind and imagination. You wrote this novel under the influence of other people's thoughts. People that have tried to remold you into what they want you to be. And sadly, they've succeeded.
I'm sorry for myself. I thought since you're a university professor and a publisher, you'd understand. I never thought you'd be intellectually backward and paranoid like the old generation and buy into conspiracy theories.
And I thought you'd reached an age at which you could take fame and popularity in your stride, but I didn't think you'd be so impressionable and forget who you are so fast.
In Roya, I'm portraying myself. My true self. A self that wants to complete herself. Someone who refuses to stand still.
If you want to complete yourself, you have to know your own values first, and then consider adding to those values.
If I'm not wrong, you were hurt by the way I characterized Roya's brother and father.
Like all those writers who don't have a clear understanding of Iranian society, you fail to properly depict both your religious and your modern personalities. All your modern people can do is sip coffee and listen to Vivaldi, Bach, and Mozart, and talk about Braque, Kandinsky, and Chagall. And I don't know which persona directed by Bergman. And all your religious people do is go to the mosque, have superstitions, eat free food, and things like that. No, darling, no. They don't represent all the people in your society.
Don't they, then?
If they had been real, you wouldn't have managed to wrap it up like that. They have to be distorted so that your Roya can gain the independence that you're looking for.
You're digressing now.
Can a girl who stands up to a father and brother and then moves from one city to another to stand on her own 2 feet and live alone, a girl who very soon changes her stripes under the influence of a psychologist just returned from abroad, can she have a real-life example?
Not all aspects of Roya's personality have to be real. Roya represents the ideal image of the Iranian woman.
The ideal image of an Iranian woman?
Doesn't she?
If she were truly Iranian, she wouldn't have broken with her roots so easily and married a shrink who spent the better part of his life in a foreign country and who can't even speak Farsi properly.
What are those roots you just mentioned?
The beliefs that she grew up with. Her nationality, which forms part of her identity.
Those are just slogans. Our society today is something else entirely.
The reality might be something else, but it's not the fact. A writer should start with reality to arrive at the fact.
I see it, but you can't. You can't free yourself from the traditional religious mentality of your family. Well, yeah, of course, you're well-read, you're a university professor, you teach, but your roots are traditional.
I'm sorry for you.
Don't be sorry for me. Be sorry for yourself. I didn't marry you to write novels based on your thoughts and beliefs. I want to write novels based on what I believe in. Right now, I'm talking to you as the owner of Vazim Publications. If you weren't a publisher, I wouldn't have let you read my novel. And now I want a simple answer from you as a publisher. Will you publish Roya or not?
Very well. If you're asking my opinion as your publisher, I can't answer you right now. You have to wait.
How long?
Until tomorrow morning. We'll be right back.